The U.S. is issuing a stamp for the great classical contralto Marian Anderson with a ceremony in, of all places, Constitution Hall in Washington.
I think it's great that they finally have opened their doors to us.
Phyllis Sims is curator of the Marian Anderson Historical Society. In 1939, the Daughters of the American Revolution wouldn't let Anderson sing at the hall.
It just goes to show the great strides and humanitarian efforts for art had on the world.
As a result of the DAR's snub, Anderson sang outside the Lincoln Memorial on Easter Sunday in a free concert attended by thousands. And it was 50 years ago this month that Anderson became the first black to sing a lead at the Metropolitan Opera. Ulrika in Verdi's Un Ballo in Maschera. Before then, she sang in concert in hundreds of cities, first achieving success in Europe, then with a busy schedule in the U.S.
During that period, she was the highest paid concert artist in the world.
I'm Lloyd DeVries.